There's an image associated with courthouses and courtrooms. You've seen it. It's a figure of a blindfolded woman holding a balanced scale, representing a judicial system that's blind to bias and fair in process. Certainly a valid, important foundation, but it doesn't always apply. Example, every year in New Jersey, there are 115,000 evictions filed. Huge majority of those who receive those notices wind up in court without legal representation, while the landlord has their attorney, with both having vast experience with this process. Our first guest today is here to share how a program in limited use already in New Jersey, it's already proven to have multiple benefits, not just for the person facing eviction, can and should be expanded. She's managing attorney of the Housing Justice Project at Seton Hall Law School Center for Social Justice, Ann Casalow. Thanks for being here today, Ann.
Thank you for having me today.
A couple of websites. We do have them on the homepage, too, for Seton Hall University, shu.edu, and for the law school, law.shu.edu. And again, they're over at our homepage as well. So paint the picture for us, Ann. When a tenant who receives an eviction notice goes into court, what are they contending with and what are they absent of?
Yeah, thank you for, you know, the framing of this discussion. I am an attorney that's been representing tenants facing eviction for about 10 years now. And now I manage the Housing Justice Project at Seton Hall Law School. So I continue to represent tenants, and we also are sort of looking at this issue from a wider angle. And, you know, there's a catchphrase out there that housing is a human right, which it absolutely should be. But it's not a recognized right by the government. For example, when someone is facing the loss of their liberty, when they're facing incarceration for criminal charges, they're provided an attorney to represent them through the public defender's office so that, you know, their rights could be protected through that process. When somebody is facing eviction, they are not provided an attorney by the government. So as you mentioned, 97-96% of tenants are going to eviction cases on their own without the benefit of an attorney. I'll tell you a little bit about what the eviction court process looks like and what these tenants are facing. When a landlord files an eviction complaint for any reason, there is 3 weeks until a trial date can be scheduled. So a tenant receives the court paperwork, and then they have to go to court within 3 weeks and possibly face the loss of their home. They, as you mentioned, most landlords are represented in this process, and there are 115,000 eviction cases filed every year in New Jersey. So the courts, frankly, are overwhelmed with the number of cases, and they have to process them as quickly as possible. So when a landlord goes in with an attorney, they get what they want. And the tenant is there without an attorney. The tenant doesn't know what their rights are, what their protections are. And the court doesn't have time to properly process these cases. New Jersey has a lot of good laws that protect tenants, but the laws are not being properly enforced in the way that landlord-tenant court is operating in New Jersey.
How common is it for a tenant, only because they know they're up against it, how common is it that they just don't show in court and they lose by default?
That's a great question. It's frequent. People don't, you know, have the ability to take off work to go to court. They just presume they're going to lose. Sometimes people default in court because they actually never got notice of their trial date. You know, service is not, it doesn't require in-person service to serve somebody about their eviction court date. So sometimes people miss the court notice. So the default rate is quite high for people who just don't even show up, for tenants who don't even show up to court.
I bet a lot of people, too, think that. And attorneys do pro bono work, but it's very limited, only because they have a job, a career responsibility to the respective firms that they work for. But how does that larger than reality belief add to the problem of representation for tenants in courts? Do they think that they're going to be able to find a pro bono attorney and find out that the pickings are a lot slimmer than they thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot slimmer than you would think. You know, tenants can get free attorneys through civil legal services offices. So Legal Services of New Jersey, there's regional legal services programs. There's a lot of independent nonprofits that do represent tenants in eviction court. But overall, including all the free legal services attorneys, pro bono private attorneys, and paid attorneys representing tenants, still overall less than 4% of tenants have an attorney in court. And so there's just not, the needs are not met at all.
Talking with Ann Casalo, who is managing attorney at the Housing Justice Project at Seton Hall Law School's Center for Social Justice at shu.edu for Seton Hall, and for the law school, it's law.shu.edu, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. A report has been issued, the estimated fiscal impact of an eviction right to counsel. And the impact is not just on the cost of a program, which we'll get into in a moment, but for the scales to be balanced in eviction cases, the benefits are a lot more widespread than people think. It can impact everything from a person maintaining their job to their child getting the education they need, to having the various financial aspects to stability in their lives, to the fiscal impact for the landlord, the community, for the taxes. I mean, the benefits far outweigh the $86 million yearly cost that implementing this program would require.
Yeah, and this is something that is so exciting to me. As someone who's done this work for a long time, you know, the human suffering cost of eviction is quite high, but it's exciting to see that an investment in preventing eviction is actually a wise financial investment from the state. So as you mentioned, when somebody is evicted, there's a lot of fallout from that. They may need temporary housing, shelter placement, hotels. That is a cost, a social safety net cost to the state. Someone might lose their job, which hurts our economy, and then they might rely on welfare, food stamps. They might lose their health insurance and relied on Medicaid. They may be a family where children need out-of-home placement and foster care. There's just so many expenses that come with a family being evicted that it is a wise investment to prevent evictions. And preventing evictions, attorneys are a piece of that. And I want to acknowledge that attorneys are not the sole answer for preventing evictions. There's a lot of ways to prevent evictions even before court cases get filed. We need rental assistance. We need caseworkers to help people. But at the end of the day, lawyers are a very effective way to prevent eviction if a tenant gets to court and is facing that eviction process in court.
So in a perfect world, how would this program be implemented? I mentioned in the report states, too, that there are a few communities in New Jersey that have this idea as part of their process. Is this something the state would have to mandate? Would it be left up to counties or individual communities? Should the state be the one to oversee and orchestrate what this program would be?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I do want to acknowledge that, you know, there's a few municipalities in New Jersey that have passed a right to counsel for tenants facing eviction. It includes Jersey City, which is in the process of implementing their program, the city of Newark. And the state has already funded pilot programs in a few municipalities, including East Orange, Atlantic City, and Trenton. And all of these have shown to be productive, effective means of preventing eviction. And, you know, but at the end of the day, they don't have the resources to fully represent every tenant in their town. So I think that the reason that it needs to come from the state is that the state really can provide the funding. The state can provide the funding, and then implementation looks like providing money to organizations across the state that can implement the project and develop the attorneys and the programs that would represent all the tenants. So that's why it needs to come from the state and not the municipalities, is really just a resources issue.
You think for the state, too, just to wrap up here, the state to invest in something that would reap benefits financially as well as structurally for lives and communities, because empty houses, they call that blight, and that doesn't do much for property values either. And what the report, the estimated fiscal impact of an eviction right to counsel prepared by the ACLU of New Jersey and Seton Hall Law School Center for Social Justice, demonstrates how much of a widespread benefit and, surprisingly, how much of a widespread support this idea has. And you can learn more about it. We have a link directly to the report at our homepage. And to learn more about the Seton Hall University is shu.edu. And as far as their School of Law, that website is law.shu.edu. And Ann Casalo, I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention, because we see a problem and we think, well, it's just a really too big of a problem for anything to be done about it. But what you show was there's a foundation already existing to be built upon and expanded, so that the, whether it's self-induced through mistakes, through some point in between, an eviction comes about, there can be a mutually beneficial solution for both the landlord and the tenant. Thanks for the work that you do. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, and thank you for this discussion. It's something I feel passionately about, and I'm excited for the direction that our state is headed.